Before I start,
antes de empezar,
I want to say a thank you to Roberto here. It's a lot more work to translate than it is to teach in the first place. Es más fácil enseñar cómo traducir, porque yo puedo descansar la media del tiempo. Él necesita trabajar todo el tiempo. Es más difícil, yo creo. Okay, so now we're going to go to Daniel chapter 2.
Entonces ahora vamos a ir a Daniel capítulo 2.
Dreams of the future. We're going to start talking about Daniel as a prophet.
Vamos a hablar de Daniel como profeta.
But remember, as we do this, don't forget the connection.
Pero antes de hablar de todo eso, no olvides la conexión.
God is giving us good reason to believe that He's in control.
Dios nos da muy buenas razones para que nosotros podamos creer que Él está en control.
The same God that brought these events to pass, that made them happen,
Dios que hizo que esos eventos sucedieran en el pasado,
who's the same God who helps out people here in Monterrey, Mexico. So don't forget the connection between the two parts of the book.
Así es que no olvidemos las conexiones entre las dos partes del libro.
But like I said, this is my favorite part, is the visions of the future.
Pero como les había dicho, esa es mi parte favorita, visiones del futuro.
Now Daniel was a prophet.
Daniel era un profeta.
And his ability to predict the future is truly unbelievable.
Y su habilidad para poder predecir, las predicciones era increíble.
Now they have prophets in the world.
Hay profetas en el mundo.
The most famous one in America, her name is Jean Dixon.
El profeta más famoso en América es Jean Dixon.
In 1963, at the beginning of the year,
al comienzo del año,
she made a prophecy that John Kennedy would be killed that year.
De que John F. Kennedy iba a ser asesinado ese año, iba a morir ese año.
And it actually happened.
Y realmente sucedió.
And because of that, she was famous.
Y por esa razón, hizo famoso.
Now let's think about that.
Pensemos acerca de eso.
What were the chances of her getting that one right?
¿Qué chances tiene de que esto sea correcto?
About 1 out of 60. One part out of 60 of the chance.
1 out of 60.
1 out of 60. La chance entre 1 entre 60 de que esto ocurriera.
Because about once every 60 years,
porque una cada 60 años,
a president of the United States is killed.
Un presidente de los Estados Unidos es asesinado.
And actually, en realidad, if you know the circumstances, in America in
1963,
it was even more likely than that. But then she never had a single other prediction that came true. Every year she would publish her predictions. But it would be something like this. This year, there's going to be a sex scandal in Hollywood. That doesn't take much predictive power to know that. But the predictions of Daniel are more like this. I say, 650 years from now, that El Salvador, I say, that 600 years from now, the El Salvador will be the most powerful nation in the world.
Va a ser la nación más poderosa del mundo.
And a guy named Carlos.
Carlos.
He's going to be the president.
Va a ser el presidente.
And his son's name?
El nombre de su hijo.
It'll be Jose.
Va a ser José.
Now, if that happens,
ahora, si eso pasa,
then maybe I'm a real prophet.
Voy a ser un profeta.
But the predictions of Daniel,
pero las predicciones de Daniel
are far more spectacular even than that. Let's look at Daniel 2.
Vamos a ver aquí en Daniel 2.
In Daniel 2,
en Daniel 2,
Nebuchadnezzar has a dream.
Nabucodonosor tuvo un sueño.
It's a dream of the future.
Es un sueño del futuro.
It was an amazing dream.
Era un sueño fabuloso.
I mean, he knew it was like no other dream.
Era un sueño como los demás.
And he woke up and he said,
y despertó y dijo,
oh my gods.
Oh mis dioses.
That's a joke.
Es una broma.
Okay. Oh my gods.
Oh mis dioses.
That was from the gods.
Eso fue de los dioses.
He knew that he had had like a religious experience.
Era como una experiencia religiosa.
And he wanted to know what it's about.
Y quería saber de qué se trataba.
So he called in all his magicians and
magos,
mystics and all those guys.
Místicos.
And he said, I want you to tell me what the dream was about.
Y él les dijo, quiero que ustedes me digan de qué se trata este sueño.
They said, no problem.
Y yo dije, no hay problema.
Just tell us what you dreamed and we'll tell you the meaning.
Solo dinos qué soñaste y nosotros te vamos a dar la respuesta.
Now Nebuchadnezzar knew they're a bunch of fakers.
Nabucodonosor,
fake.
Sabía que eran falsos, que no eran reales, que no eran realmente adivinos.
They didn't really have miraculous powers.
No tenían poderes.
It's just a game that they played.
Era solo un juego que ellos jugaban.
It reminds me of many Pentecostal groups.
Me hace pensar en muchos grupos pentecostales.
They have all these fake miracles.
Acerca de sus milagros falsos.
It's not like Jesus raising somebody from the dead.
No es como cuando Jesús levanta a alguien de la muerte.
It's just a bunch of fake stuff.
Es como un truco, como un truco.
It gets people excited.
Pero la gente se emociona.
But Nebuchadnezzar said,
pero Nabucodonosor dijo,
no, not this time.
No esta vez.
You guys need to prove that you really can do a miracle.
Ustedes me tienen que mostrar realmente que ustedes pueden hacer milagros.
First you tell me the dream.
Primero ustedes me tienen que decir el sueño.
Then you tell them, me the meaning.
Luego me dicen el significado.
Otherwise I'm going to kill you all.
O si no, voy a matar a todos.
And they say, oh, no fair. You expect us to really have actual miraculous power? Sometimes I'd like to challenge our charismatic friends to a challenge like this. But our charismatic friends, I'd like to give them a challenge like this. Because suddenly the fact that they're fakers is becoming obvious. Anyway, it turns out that Daniel was in this group of advisors who was going to be killed. He goes to Nebuchadnezzar. First, he gives glory to God. Notice that everywhere in Daniel, everywhere in the book of Daniel, cualquier parte, whenever they do something amazing, they always give glory to God. Never to themselves. Daniel says, I can't help you. But God can. Yo no puedo ayudarte. But God can.
Pero Dios puede.
And I'm going to go and God's going to give me the interpretation. So he goes back.
Entonces, él regresó,
and then he tells Nebuchadnezzar the dream.
Y le dijo a Nabucodonosor el significado del sueño.
Nebuchadnezzar had a dream of a huge statue.
De una estatua muy grande.
The head was made out of gold.
La cabeza estaba hecha de oro.
The chest was made out of silver.
El pecho estaba hecho de plata.
The stomach and the thighs were made out of bronze.
El abdomen estaba hecho de bronce.
And the legs were made out of iron.
Y las piernas eran de metal. De hierro.
But interesting,
pero es interesante,
those iron legs,
pero esas piernas de hierro,
one of them was very strong,
una era muy fuerte,
but the other one was mixed with clay,
y, pero la otra era mezclada con, barro,
and that leg fell apart.
Y esa parte tenía, se cayó.
And then in the dream,
entonces, en el sueño,
this huge rock,
esta una roca grande,
it started small actually,
que empezó pequeña,
it grew up,
empezó a crecer,
and it destroyed the entire statue.
Y empezó, y destruyó completamente la estatua.
And then Nebuchadnezzar said,
entonces, Nabucodonosor dijo,
oh my Jehovah,
oh my Jehovah,
and he realized,
y reconoció
that God was working through Daniel.
Que Dios estaba trabajando.
And then Daniel gave him the interpretation.
Entonces Daniel dio la interpretación.
He said to Nebuchadnezzar,
y le dijo a Nabucodonosor,
the four parts of the statue,
las cuatro partes del estatua,
are four kingdoms.
Son cuatro reinos.
The first kingdom,
el primer reino,
that's you.
Es tu reino.
That's Babylon.
Es Babilonia.
Which God gave you to rule the whole earth.
Que Dios te ha dado para gobernar toda la tierra.
But then he has some bad news. After you, there'll be another empire. He says, not as great as your empire. If you go back to the map, actually Persia was much bigger than Babylon. Daniel's trying to be a little careful here. Actually though, in realidad, the city of Babylon was greater than any city ever built by the Persians. He says, after that will come a third kingdom. Now you remember the history, you looked at it before. Babylon was destroyed in 538 BC. Then the Persian kingdom lasted until 334 BC. And then, of course, the Roman kingdom. That was the kingdom of iron. The hierro. It was the strongest empire. But then Daniel tells him something. He says this empire, the strongest ever, it'll be a divided kingdom. Now let me ask you, is that what happened? Yes, that's exactly what happened. See, Rome divided into east and west. The year was 395 AD. Divided into west and east. And one of the legs, the west, it fell apart. In about 50 years. It was overrun by the barbarians. But the other leg, the one of hierro, it lasted for 1,000 years. That was the Byzantine Empire. Do you realize what we've just seen? Daniel just described the history of the world with details for 2,000 years. That's very impressive. But believe me, compared to Daniel 7 and 8, that's nothing. In comparación. But, of course, but of course, the encouraging part is that little stone that came during the time of the Roman kings,
en el tiempo de los romanos,
reyes romanos. And that kingdom would outlast them all and destroy them all. In fact, it would last for eternity. And of course, we're part of that kingdom, aren't we? Now let's go to Daniel 7. Another vision. Could you read Daniel 7 all the way from verse 1 through verse 8? It's kind of a long one. Daniel 7, 1 through 8.
Daniel capítulo 7, del versículo 1. En el primer año del reinado de Belsasar en Babilonia, Daniel tuvo un sueño y visiones mientras yacía en su lecho. Entonces puso por escrito lo más importante de su sueño, y esto es lo que escribió. Durante la noche tuve una visión, y en ella veía al gran mar, agitado por los cuatro vientos del cielo. Del mar salían cuatro bestias enormes, cada una diferente de la otra. La primera de ellas se parecía a un león, pero sus alas eran las de águila. Mientras yo lo observaba, le arrancaron las alas, la levantaron del suelo y la obligaron a pararse sobre sus patas traseras como si fuera un hombre, y se le dio un corazón humano. La segunda bestia que vi se parecía a un oso. Se levantaba sobre uno de sus costados, y entre sus fauces tenía tres costillas. A esa bestia se le dijo: levántate y come carne hasta que te hartes. Ante mis propios ojos vi aparecer otra bestia, la cual se parecía a un leopardo, aunque en el lomo tenía cuatro alas, como las de un águila. Esta bestia tenía cuatro cabezas y recibió autoridad para gobernar. Después de esto, en mis visiones nocturnas, vi ante mí una cuarta bestia, la cual era extremadamente horrible y poseía una fuerza descomunal. Con sus grandes colmillos de hierro, aplastaba y devoraba a sus víctimas, pero luego pisoteaba los restos. Tenía 10 cuernos y no se parecía a nada a las otras bestias. Mientras me fijaba en los cuernos, vi surgir entre ellos otro cuerno más pequeño. Por causa de ese, fueron arrancados 3 de los primeros. El cuerno pequeño parecía tener ojos humanos y una boca que profería insolencias.
Now think about this for a minute.
Pensemos en esto por un minuto.
Imagine you're Daniel.
Imagínate que tú eres Daniel.
So this beast,
esta bestia,
with 10 horns,
con 10 cuernos,
and this little horn,
y este pequeño cuerno,
is talking, like
hablando,
the talking horn,
está hablando el cuerno,
and the little horn,
y el pequeño cuerno,
knocks the other horns over.
Pega a los otros.
Daniel must have thought.
Daniel.
He must have thought. I'm supposed to write this down? This is really weird stuff. I'm guessing for many of you, you read Daniel 7, and you say, oh, whatever. Strange dream. Let me tell you, everything that Daniel said here is exactly what happened. The four beasts here, they're the same four empires. The first beast was the lion. And remember in the picture of my book? On the second slide? Because the lion, that's what they had all around the city of Babylon. And it says it was given like a heart. A human heart. That's about Nebuchadnezzar, who came to believe in God. Now that's not much of a prophecy, because this is in the third year of Belshazzar. It's the third year of Belshazzar. It's in the year 553 BC. So Nebuchadnezzar was already dead. So that's not an amazing prophecy. By the way, this vision is 50 years after the other vision. 50 years. And then he sees a second beast. It's like a bear. And it's got 3 ribs in its mouth. It's kind of like the Flintstones. And you think, why is that? Because the second beast,
porque la segunda bestia,
it's Cyrus.
Cyrus.
It's Persia.
Es Persia.
Guess how many great empires Cyrus conquered?
Imagínate cuántos grandes imperios conquistó Siria.
Three. First Lydia,
primero Lydia,
then Babylon,
después Babilonia,
and then Egypt.
Y después Egipto.
And then there's the next beast.
Y después la siguiente bestia.
It had four heads.
Es la de cuatro cabezas.
That's Greece.
Es Grecia.
But the prophecy about Greece is in Daniel 8.
Pero la profecía de Grecia está en Daniel 8.
And so the four heads there, we'll talk about that in Daniel 8.
Entonces, acerca de las cuatro cabezas, vamos a hablar en Daniel 8.
But this vision,
pero esta visión,
it's about Rome.
Está hablando acerca de Roma.
It's that terrible beast.
Está hablando de una bestia terrible.
That terrifying beast.
Que aterrorizaba.
Now the angel, he gave the interpretation to Daniel. Let's read that in verse 23 through 25.
Vamos a leer eso en el verso 23 al 25. Dice, esta fue la explicación que me dio el venerable anciano. La cuarta bestia es un cuarto reino que surgirá en este mundo. Será diferente a los otros reinos. Devorará toda la tierra, la aplastará y la pisoteará. Los 10 cuernos son 10 reyes que saldrán de este reino. Otro reino lo sucederá, distinto a los anteriores, el cual derrocará a los 3 reyes. Hablarán en contra del Altísimo y oprimirá a sus santos. Tratará de cambiar las festividades y también las leyes, y los santos quedarán bajo su poder durante 3 años y medio.
So the fourth kingdom,
así que el cuarto reino,
is Rome.
Es Roma.
And he says the horns,
y entonces dice que los cuernos,
are the kings of Rome.
Son los reyes de Roma.
And he says,
entonces dice,
the little horn,
el pequeño cuerno,
the 11th horn,
el onceavo cuerno,
is going to persecute the saints.
Va a perseguir a los santos.
He's going to speak boastfully.
Va a hablar,
hablar orgulloso.
Va a hablar orgullosamente.
He's going to change the times.
Va a cambiar los tiempos.
And he's going to change the laws.
Y va a cambiar las leyes.
Now, at first,
al principio,
Rome didn't have kings.
Al principio, Roma no tenía reyes.
It was a republic.
Era una república.
But then, after the time of Augustus,
pero después del tiempo de Augusto,
it was ruled by kings.
Ella fue gobernada por reyes.
Daniel said,
Daniel dijo,
the 11th king of Rome,
los 11 reyes de Roma,
is the one who's going to attack the church.
El onceavo rey de Roma es el que va a atacar, va a hacer la persecución.
Oops, I messed up there. That's Domitian.
Él es Domiciano.
The 11th emperor of Rome.
El onceavo emperador de Roma.
The first systematic persecutor of the church.
El primer sistemático perseguidor de la iglesia.
Nero had a bad day.
Nerón tuvo malos días.
He killed a few Christians in Rome.
Mató unos cristianos en Roma.
But that was it.
Pero eso fue todo.
But Domitian,
pero Domiciano,
he set out to destroy the church.
Pero él dijo, yo voy a destruir la iglesia.
So Daniel said,
entonces Daniel dijo,
over 600 years before that,
600 años antes que sucediera,
that the 11th emperor,
que el onceavo emperador,
would attack the church.
Iba a atacar a la iglesia.
Now how did he know that?
Entonces, ¿cómo sabemos eso?
The 11th emperor.
El onceavo emperador.
But then he said,
pero entonces dijo,
the little horn,
el pequeño cuerno,
will knock down 3 other horns.
No destruirá los demás.
That's exactly what happened.
Y eso es exactamente lo que pasó.
These 3 guys,
esos 3 hombres,
Galba,
Otho,
and Vitellius.
Y Vitellio.
Look at the years that they ruled.
Mira los años en los que ellos gobernaron.
Almost all at the same time.
Casi todos en la misma época.
What happened is Nero died.
¿Qué pasó cuando Nero murió?
He had no children.
Él no tenía hijos.
So the generals,
así que los generales,
they kind of had, they fought it out. They had fights with each other.
Los generales pelearon entre ellos mismos.
The greatest general of Rome,
el gran general de Roma,
was Vespasian.
Que era Vespasiano.
But he was in Jerusalem,
pero él estaba en Jerusalén,
fulfilling a prophecy of Daniel.
Cumpliendo para que se cumplieran las profecías de Daniel.
By the way,
por cierto.
Anyway,
de cualquier manera,
while he was rushing home to Rome,
cuando él iba de regreso a Roma,
he left Titus, Tito, behind.
Dejó a Tito al lado de él.
Titus destroyed Jerusalem in 70 AD.
Tito destruyó Jerusalén en el año
70 AD. But Vespasian's other son,
pero el otro hijo de Vespasiano,
Domitian, he was already in Rome.
Estaba ya en Roma.
And what he did,
y lo que él hizo,
was he helped to defeat Galba, Otho, and Vitellius.
Se desafió a Galba, Otho, y Vitellius.
Do you realize how amazing this is? Over 600 years before the fact, Daniel said the 11th emperor would attack the church and he'd also get rid of three other kings. In all of history, how many kings have taken out three kings before them? Have defeated three kings before them? That must be completely unique. How are you going to explain this? Because the Bible is inspired by God. You know what that tells me? That God rules the nations. But think about the church. Because God said the 11th king of Rome is going to attack the church. That's exactly what happened. So they could read the book of Daniel. It was a terrible time, don't you think? Fathers being thrown into prison.
Los padres fueron llevados a las prisiones.
People being thrown to the lions.
Las personas fueron enviadas o echadas hacia los leones.
But who was behind all this?
¿Quién está detrás de todo esto?
God was behind all this.
Dios está detrás de todo.
And also,
pero también,
the vision says what happened to Domitian.
Pero la visión también, decía,
but
que iba a pasar.
But that's not all.
Pero eso no es todo.
It says he spoke boastfully.
Dice que habló orgullosamente.
Domitian was so arrogant,
Domitian era tan arrogante,
his name,
su nombre,
became a synonym,
su nombre se volvió un sinónimo,
for arrogance.
Sobre la arrogancia.
People would say, oh, you're a Domitian.
La gente decía, tú eres Domitiano.
That means you're an arrogant person.
Eso quiere decir, tú eres una persona demasiado arrogante.
He was so arrogant,
era tan arrogante,
he said, when people come to me,
que cuando la gente viene a mí,
they need to call me Lord God. But that's not all. Daniel said he changed the times. That's exactly what he did. This guy was so arrogant, he changed the name of November to Domitianus. And he changed the name of October to Germanicus. Germanicus. That was his middle name. Can you imagine the pride of this guy? To name a month after himself? But do you realize the prophecy? How did Daniel know that? Remember I compared it to some king named from El Salvador named Carlos? This is far more amazing prediction.
mucho más
But there's more. He says he'll change the laws. Rome had the most famous legal system of all time.
Roma tenía el sistema legal más avanzado de toda la época.
And if I'm not mistaken, Mexico has essentially Roman law. And France also. But Domitian was so arrogant when he took his presidency, his kingship, he got rid of all the Roman law. He got rid of all the Roman laws and set up his own legal system. To those who don't believe in the Bible, I have a question. How do you explain Daniel 7? I mean, this is inspired by God. But you know what? The Bible says that the court will sit.
The what?
Verse 26. The court will sit. El justo sentará. Y el poder. The court will sit. Verse 26. And the day that Domitian died, they took the 2 months out of the calendar. They named them November and October again. And they canceled all the laws that Domitian had started. And let's read verse
27. Entonces se le darán los santos, que son el pueblo del Altísimo, la majestad y el poder y la grandeza de los reinos. Su reino será un reino eterno y lo adorarán y obedecerán todos los gobernantes de la tierra.
So it said,
aquí dice,
that his power will be taken away,
que su poder iba a ser quitado,
but the power will be given to the saints.
Pero que el poder se iba a dar a los santos.
And he said in another place,
y dice en otro lugar,
in verse 25,
en el verso 25,
that the persecution
que la persecución
will happen for 3.5 times.
Iba a pasar 3 veces.
That means it'll be temporary.
Que iba a ser temporal.
And then it'll come to an end.
Y que luego iban a llegar a los
santos. So the saints could take encouragement.
Entonces, obviamente, los santos iban a entusiasmar.
The victory is ours already.
La victoria está sobre nosotros.
But one thing about Daniel 7,
una de las cosas de Daniel 7,
God obviously rules the nations.
Obviamente, Dios gobierna la tierra.
Another thing I learned,
otra cosa que aprendí,
even if we're being persecuted,
aun si somos perseguidos,
that doesn't mean God is not in control.
No quiere decir que Dios no está en control.
In fact, this persecution purified the church.
De hecho, estas persecuciones, un vivir.
All right, thank you.
De hecho, estas persecuciones.
All right, Daniel 8.
Daniel 8.
It's another vision.
Es otra misión.
Oh, by the way, there's Domitian.
Este es Domitian. De cualquier manera que está.
Very handsome man. Actually, I saw that statue. It's in Ephesus. And it's the statue is about as tall as this room. He's just the head alone. He's a very prideful man. Now Daniel 8. It's a vision of a ram and a goat. I have a vision of a goat because I hear what we're going to have for dinner tonight. A goat. I'm picturing it on the plate right now. But this is different. Daniel had a vision of a ram. Let's read about that ram.
leer acerca de ese cameo.
Verse 3 and 4.
El verso 3 y el 4. Me fijé y vi ante mí un carnero con sus dos cuernos. Estaba junto al río y tenía cuernos largos. Uno de ellos era más largo y le había salido después. Me quedé observando cómo el carnero atacaba hacia el norte y hacia el sur. Ningún animal podía hacerle frente, ni había tampoco quien pudiera librarse de su poder. El carnero hacía lo que quería y cada vez cobraba más fuerza.
This is a vision of the Persian Empire. In his dream, he was standing by the Ulai Canal. It's right there, Canal Ulai Canal. In the picture, you can see the canal. Of course, he wasn't really there. It's just in his vision. This was the capital of Persia. And here's how he described the empire. It had two horns, two cornos. One horn was shorter, but then it grew up, and it became bigger. Now, Persia was a very, very unusual kingdom, because it was a dual kingdom, like a double kingdom. There was the Medians and the Persians. Now, at first, the Media was the great power. But after Cyrus, then from then on Persia was much stronger. Exactly like prophesied by Daniel. But this vision is a vision of the goat. It's a vision of Alexander the Great and his descendants. And it describes Alexander the Great this way.
Describe Alejandro el Grande de esa manera.
Verse 5 through 8.
Versos 5 al 6.
No, 8.
Mientras reflexionaba yo al respecto, de pronto surgió al oeste un macho cabrío con un cuerno enorme entre los ojos y cruzó toda la tierra sin tocar siquiera el suelo. Se lanzó contra el carnero que ya había visto junto al río y lo atacó furiosamente. Yo vi cómo lo golpeó y le rompió los dos cuernos. El carnero no pudo hacer frente, pues el macho cabrío lo derribó y lo pisoteó. Nadie pudo librar al carnero del poder del macho cabrío. El macho cabrío cobró gran fuerza, pero en el momento de su mayor grandeza se le rompió el cuerno más largo y en su lugar brotaron cuatro grandes cuernos que se alzaron contra los cuatro vientos del cielo.
This is an amazing description of Alexander the Great. Alexander, in the year 334 BC, 334, crossed from Greece into what we'd call Turkey today. He had an army of 30,000 soldiers.
Persia,
the ram,
el carnero,
had an army of 200,000. Alexander burned the boats.
Alejandro los destrozó.
3 years later,
tres años después,
the entire huge empire of Persia had been destroyed by Alexander. By the way, in the vision,
por cierto, en la misma visión,
the goat came from the west.
El cabrito venía del oeste.
That's exactly what Alexander did.
Y eso es exactamente lo que Alejandro hizo.
And he became fantastically great in his power.
Y se volvió fantásticamente poderoso.
There's an interesting story.
Hay una historia muy interesante.
It's told by the Jewish historian Josephus.
Esta historia está contada por Josefo.
He said when Alexander came to Jerusalem, the priests,
el sacerdote,
they brought him a copy of Daniel.
Le trajo una copia del libro de Daniel.
And they said, look,
y le dijo, mira,
here's a prophecy of you.
Esta es una profecía acerca de ti.
From then on, Alexander was good friends with the Jews.
Y entonces fueron, grandes amigos con los judíos.
In fact, for almost 200 years,
eso fue 200 años.
The Greek rulers treated the Jews very well.
Los gobernadores griegos trataron muy bien a los judíos.
You could see why.
Y tú entiendes ahora por qué.
But then it says,
pero Daniel dijo,
at the height of his power,
pero él dijo, en el momento más grande de su poder,
the horn was broken off.
El cuerno se iba a partir.
Alexander was only 35 years old.
Alejandro solo tenía 35 años.
The year 323 BC.
En el año 323 antes de Cristo.
He died. His wife Roxana,
su esposa Roxana
was pregnant with their first child.
Estaba embarazada, de su primer hijo.
So there was no heir.
Así de que no había quien.
So what happened?
¿Qué pasó?
All the generals had battles.
Todos los generales, sus generales, pelearon.
The way Daniel describes it,
de la manera que Daniel lo describe,
four horns grew up.
Cuatro cuernos crecieron.
Guess how many parts the empire was divided into?
Adivina cuán, en cuántas partes se dividió el reino de Alejandro.
Anybody want to guess?
¿Alguno quiere decirme?
Four parts.
Cuatro partes.
What a surprise!
Qué sorpresa.
Daniel got it right again.
Daniel volvió a acertar una vez más.
Antigonus to the east.
Antígono
to the east.
Este.
Cassandro to the west. Lysimachus to the north.
Lysimachus en el norte.
And Ptolemaeus to the south.
Y Ptolemaeus en el sur.
Actually,
verdaderamente,
Ptolemy,
Ptolemaeus,
he will be very important in Daniel chapter 11.
Se va a volver muy famoso en el capítulo 12.
We'll see him later.
Vamos a verlo después.
So Daniel got that one right again. Daniel got that right again. But let's continue.
Pero vamos a continuar.
Read verse 9 through 12.
Vamos a ver el verso 9.
A doce.
De 9 a 12. De uno de ellos salió otro cuerno pequeño al principio, y que extendió su poder hacia el sur, y hacia el este, y también hacia nuestra hermosa tierra. Creció hasta alcanzar el ejército de los cielos, derribó algunas estrellas y las pisoteó. Y aún llegó a sentirse más importante que el jefe de los ejércitos del cielo. Por causa de él, se limitó el sacrificio diario y se profanó el santuario. Por la rebeldía de nuestro pueblo, su ejército echó por tierra la verdad y quitó el sacrificio diario. En fin, ese cuerno hizo indeciso.
So from one of those four horns,
así que uno de esos cuernos,
from one of those four on the screen here,
uno de esos cuernos está aquí,
there came another ruler.
Vinieron otros gobernantes.
Actually, it's from Ptolemy.
Ptolemaeus.
He had a general.
Tenía un general.
His name was Seleucus.
Tenía un general que se llamaba Seleucio.
He fought a battle. He had a battle. Batalla against Antígono.
Estuvo en una batalla contra Antígono.
And he conquered the area that we call Syria today.
Y conquistó la tierra de lo que nosotros le llamamos Siria.
And he thought, I'm pretty powerful.
Y pensó, yo soy bastante poderoso.
So I think I'm going to have my own empire.
Entonces yo puedo tener mi propio reino.
And then,
entonces,
he spread.
Él habló.
First to the south.
No, se extendió hacia el este.
He took Iraq.
Tomó Irak.
And then to the east.
Entonces, luego se fue al este.
He took Persia.
Tomó Persia.
And then to the beautiful land.
Y después a la tierra hermosa.
What could that be?
¿Cuál podría ser?
What land in the Bible would be the beautiful land?
¿Qué tierra en la Biblia es una tierra hermosa?
Palestine.
Palestina.
Eventually,
eventualmente,
Seleucus took Judea.
Eventualmente, Seleucus tomó Judea.
Actually, it was his great-grandson.
Realmente fue su
120 years later.
600 años.
He took Jerusalem.
120 años después. He took
Jerusalem. And then it says, the stars started falling from the sky.
Entonces, las estrellas caían del cielo,
and this king,
y el rey,
he said, I'm like the prince of heaven.
Soy como el príncipe del cielo.
He took away daily sacrifice.
Entonces, quitó los sacrificios.
This is a prophecy,
esta es una profecía,
of Antiochus Epiphanes.
Que es una profecía de Antiochus Epiphanes.
There he is.
Aquí está.
It's a prophecy,
es una profecía,
that he would set himself up to be as great as the God of heaven.
Es una profecía,
that he made himself to be as great as the God of heaven.
Que él iba a hacerse tan grande como un Dios.
That's literally what he did.
Y literalmente eso fue lo que hizo.
Remember, he put a statue,
¿recuerdas que hizo una estatua?
Right in the temple where God was.
En el punto santo donde el templo estaba.
And the face on the statue,
y en la cara de la estatua,
was his own face.
Era su propia cara.
This was prophesied exactly by Daniel.
Esto fue profetizado exactamente por Daniel.
And it says he took away the daily sacrifice.
Y dice que quitó los sacrificios que se hacían diariamente.
That's exactly what Antiochus did.
Y es exactamente lo que este hombre hizo.
He said, no more sacrifice.
Él dijo, no más sacrificios.
He said, the Jews,
él le dijo a los judíos,
they need to start acting like Greeks.
Ustedes necesitan actuar como los griegos.
Most of the Jews,
la mayoría de los judíos,
they said, okay.
Dijeron,
no big deal.
No hay gran problema.
We're not going to worry about that.
No nos vamos a preocupar por eso.
But there were a few Jews.
Pero había unos pocos judíos.
They said, no way.
Pero ellos dijeron, no, no puede ser.
They were known as the Hasidim. Hasidim, just the Hasidim. It's a Jewish word. Hasidim. They were called the righteous ones. One of them was named Jacob Maccabee, and he rebelled against Antiochus, and eventually the Jews kicked him out. They kicked up, but all that is prophesied by Daniel over 400 years before it happened. Think about that, 400 years ago, 1608. You know, 400 years ago.
Yeah.
1608. Very long time ago. It said, because of rebellion. That's why this happened. Because the Jews were rebellious. So why did this persecution happen? Because the Jews hadn't been faithful. You know, we've had some struggles in our church, haven't we? Sometimes of trouble. Why? Because God is not in control? Have you been tempted to think that? God was behind us? But now I'm not so sure he's behind us. That doesn't make sense. Why were these people having persecutions? Because of sin. They've been prideful. So had we. Do you know what? After this time, the Jews had their greatest period of truly worshiping God. The time after this persecution was when the Jews were the most faithful to God in their entire history. Besides, who caused this persecution? God did. Why? Because it purified the church. It made the church stronger. I believe that's exactly what's happening to us.
Eso creo que es lo que está pasando exactamente ahora a nosotros.
Because we were sinful.
Porque nosotros hemos sido pecadores.
We thought we were something special.
Nos sentíamos muy especiales.
Like God's using us, only us.
Como si Dios nos hubiera utilizado solo a nosotros y nada más.
That's very arrogant.
Eso es muy arrogante.
God has humbled us.
Dios nos está humillando.
And just like it says here,
tal como dice aquí,
many left at that time.
Muchos se fueron en ese tiempo.
But those were faithful.
Pero aquellos que fueron fieles,
those who knew God was in control,
aquellos que sabían que Dios estaba en control,
those who say, I don't care what anybody else does,
aquellos que Dios hace, no importa lo que pase,
I'm never going to compromise.
Nunca voy a perder mi confianza.
Through those people,
para esas personas,
God had more glory than ever before.
Dios tiene más gloria que nunca antes había tenido.
Do you think that can happen again?
¿No crees que eso puede pasar una vez más?
Now let me be honest with you. I've been tempted. I don't know if God is with us anymore. But God is definitely in control. And the Jews, they could read Daniel 8. They knew exactly what was going on. But let's read more. Verse 13 and 14.
Vamos a leer el verso 13 y el verso 14. Escuché entonces que uno de los santos hablaba y que otro preguntaba, ¿cuánto más va a durar esta visión del sacrificio diario, de la rebeldía desoladora, de la entrega del santuario y de la humillación del ejército? Y aquel santo me dijo, va a tardar 2300 días con sus noches. Después de eso se purificará el santuario.
So how long?
O sea, ¿cuánto tiempo?
How long before we start having victory again?
¿Cuándo volveremos a ver victorias otra vez?
How long do we have to have the discipline of the Lord?
¿Cuánto más vamos a tener la disciplina de Dios?
He said 2300.
Él dice 2300.
2300. Evenings and mornings.
Días y noches.
That means 1,000.
Eso significa
150 days.
150.
Interesting.
Interesante.
The desecration of the temple.
La destrucción del templo.
It was in November.
Fue en noviembre.
167 BC.
En 1600.
67 BC. We know almost the exact date.
Tenemos casi exactamente la fecha exacta
from the book of 1 Maccabees.
Por el libro de Primera de Maccabeos.
And then 3 years.
Y después 3 años.
And 1 month later.
Y un mes después.
December 25th.
Diciembre 25.
164 BC.
164
BC, Jacob Maccabee, they came into Jerusalem. They kicked out the Greeks, los griegos. They purified the temple, and they began worshiping God. Maybe you've heard of the holiday called Hanukkah. That's celebrating this event. 1,150 days. 1,150 days. So Daniel,
así es que Daniel,
he prophesied exactly how long,
exactamente cuánto tiempo,
from the desecration of the temple,
desde la destrucción del templo,
to the purification of the temple. That's pretty amazing.
Eso es bastante asombroso.
Over 400 years beforehand.
400 años antes de que se sucediera.
I'm beginning to think that maybe Daniel's a prophet.
Empezamos a pensar, tal vez Daniel es un profeta.
And maybe, just maybe,
tal vez,
the Bible's inspired by God.
Tal vez la Biblia sí está inspirada por Dios.
But more important than that,
pero más importante que eso,
God rules the nations. God is in control.
Dios está en control.
Don't ever compromise.
Nunca dejes de confiar que Dios está en control.
God is in control.
Dios está en control.
Sickness.
Enfermedad.
difficulties, economic troubles,
problemas económicos,
persecutions,
persecución,
brothers and sisters leave,
hermanos y hermanas que se van de la iglesia.
Don't ever,
nunca,
compromise your faith.
Nunca comprometas.
No, be like Daniel.
Sé como Daniel.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Como Shadrach, Meshach, y Abednego.
But that's not my favorite.
Pero eso no es mi favorito.
Now, what about Daniel 9?
¿Qué tal Daniel 9?
I love Daniel 9.
Me encanta Daniel 9.
Daniel was reading the book of Jeremiah.
Daniel estaba leyendo el libro de Jeremías.
And Jeremiah said,
y Jeremías decía,
70 years.
70 años.
Of persecution.
70 años de persecución.
When the Jews will be in captivity.
Cuando los judíos iban a ser llevados a cautividad.
Daniel said.
Daniel dijo.
All right, it's 605 BC.
675 antes.
Of course, he didn't really say that.
Bueno, claro, él no dijo exactamente eso.
They didn't have BC back then.
Daniel no tenía antes de Cristo en esa época.
But it had been about 67 years.
Pero era más o menos.
When Daniel had this vision,
cuando Daniel tuvo esta visión,
in Daniel 9,
en Daniel 9,
it was about 67 years.
Era más o menos 660 años.
From Daniel chapter 1.
De Daniel 1, el primer capítulo de Daniel.
He was over 80 years old.
Era más de 80, él tenía más de 80 años.
And he was hanging in there.
Y estaba ahí.
He never compromised.
Él nunca se comprometió.
But he said, God,
pero dijo, Dios,
you said 70 years.
Tú dijiste 70 años.
All right, come on, let's get moving here.
Así es que vamos a movernos.
You said you're going to let us free.
Tú dijiste que nos ibas a libertar.
So he prayed.
Así es que oró.
And he said, God,
y dijo, Dios,
I know the reason we had these things happen to us.
Yo sé la razón por la cual nos están pasando estas cosas a nosotros.
It's because we sinned.
Es porque hemos pecado.
He didn't say, because those guys sinned.
Él no dijo, es que ellos pecaron.
He said, it's because we sinned.
Es que él dijo, es que hemos pecado.
Don't say that leader in Los Angeles sinned.
No, no, nunca digas, ese líder de Los Ángeles pecó.
Say, we sinned.
Si no debes decir, nosotros hemos pecado.
It was all of us.
Somos cada uno de nosotros.
And we deserved, in fact, we needed a little bit of discipline.
Y nosotros necesitamos muchas veces estas disciplinas.
But it's for our good, isn't it?
Es para nuestro bien, o no es así.
And just like in this situation,
y así como en esta situación,
God restored them to glory.
Dios restaura la gloria.
He brought them back to Jerusalem.
Él la vuelve a brindar a Jerusalén.
So while Daniel is praying,
entonces lo que Daniel está orando,
the answer was already on the way.
La respuesta estaba ya viniendo en camino.
Let's read verse 23.
Vamos a leer el verso 23
through 25.
A 25. Tan pronto como empezaste a orar, Dios contestó tu oración. He venido a decírtelo porque tú eres muy apreciado. Presta pues atención a mis palabras para que atiendas la visión. 70 semanas han sido decretadas para que tu pueblo y tu santa ciudad ponga fin a sus transgresiones y pecados. Pidan perdón por su maldad, establezcan para siempre la justicia, se llenen de visión y la profecía y consagren el lugar santísimo. Entiende bien lo siguiente: habrá 7 semanas desde la promulgación del decreto que ordena la reconstrucción de Jerusalén hasta la llegada del príncipe elegido. Después de esto, habrá 72 semanas más. Entonces será reconstruida Jerusalén, pero con sus calles y murallas, pero cuando los tiempos apremien.
This is very encouraging.
Esto es bastante, bastante entusiasmante.
While Daniel was praying,
lo que Daniel estaba orando, mientras Daniel estaba orando,
the answer to his prayer was already coming.
La respuesta sí está bien.
He says, Daniel, you're highly esteemed.
Él dijo, Daniel, tu
much praise. Why?
¿Por qué?
Because he's somebody special?
¿Porque eres alguien especial?
No, because he always gave glory to God.
No, porque tú siempre das la gloria.
And he says,
y dijo,
70 times 7.
Y dijo 77 veces 7.
That's the amount of time until atonement for sin justificación para pecado to bring in righteousness, to bring vision to an end, and to anoint the Holy One. He's talking about the Messiah. He's talking about Jerusalem. In verse 25, he says he's talking about Jerusalem. He's talking about when the Messiah is going to come to Jerusalem and die and bring in forgiveness of sins. He says 70 times 7. That's 490 years from the decree de restaurar y, y read that. So when was that decree? When was there a decree to rebuild the city of Jerusalem? Was it Cyrus? In 538 BC? Doesn't matter. Cyrus said, go back and build the temple. But he didn't say to rebuild the city. And Darius, in 518 BC, he said, finish building the temple. Those are both in Ezra. But neither of them said to rebuild Jerusalem. No, it's in Ezra chapter 7. King Artaxerxes, Ahasuerus. You can read it in Ezra 7. He said to Ezra and Nehemiah, go back and build the city of Jerusalem. The year was 458 BC. Now, 490 years later. Anybody have a calculator? It's minus 32. So that's 32 AD. No, actually not. Because there was no year zero. Went from 1 BC to 1 AD. So in other words, the Messiah would come to Jerusalem and be killed about 33 AD. Wow, that's pretty good. I'm wondering, what are the Jews waiting for? They're waiting for the Messiah. Daniel said the exact year that the Messiah would be killed in Jerusalem. Now, I'm not going to read the rest of it, but in the rest of Daniel chapter 9, he describes the destruction of Jerusalem. The army surrounding the city. That was in the year AD 70. Después de Cristo. AD 70. That's when Titus came and surrounded the city and destroyed the city. And he did, I don't know, the abomination of desolation. What Titus did? He destroyed the temple and he did a pagan sacrifice right on top of the temple, exactly like prophesied by Daniel and also Jesus in Matthew 24. Jesus prophesied the same thing. To me, that's pretty encouraging. But that's not the greatest vision in Daniel. The most amazing vision in Daniel is Daniel 10, 11, and 12. By the way, that's in Rome. The Arch of Titus. I actually took that picture. It's the Jews who are slaves. They're carrying the items from the temple into Rome. Those Jewish slaves, they built the Colosseum. And that was prophesied by Daniel. But next, oh, there's Titus. Next, let's talk about Daniel 11. Now, we're not going to read the whole thing. It would take a very long time. Daniel has this vision. It was an amazing vision. He passed out. He fainted for 3 days. And he had to be raised up by the angel. It was an incredible vision. The kings of the north and the kings of the south. Have you read that before? The king of the north did this and the king of the south did that. And then the king of the south went over here. And the king of the north came back. All very confusing. Have you read that? And you said, oh, whatever. But you know what? You should know better than that. Because everything Daniel prophesied is exactly what happened. When you're reading Daniel 11, it's a history book. The kings of the north, those were the descendants of Seleucus. The Seleucus. The kings of the south. They're the descendants of Ptolemy. You could go through the entire chapter 11. And you could say, verse 5 and 6, that's about this king. The entire chapter,
el capítulo entero,
it's a detailed history
es un libro histórico detallado,
of all the battles
acerca de todas las batallas,
between the descendants of Seleucus
acerca de las peleas de los descendientes de Seleucia,
and the descendants of Ptolemy.
Y los descendientes de Ptolemy.
But let me tell you what Daniel 11 is about.
Pero déjame decirte de qué se trata o de a qué se refiere.
It's about Antiochus Epiphanes. The person who persecuted the Jews. Remember, I told you at the beginning, the audience of this book is the Jews who suffered unbelievable persecution under Antiochus Epiphanes. In verse 21, it says, he will be succeeded by a contemptible person. Just the first part of verse 21. That's Antiochus Epiphanes. And the next 10 verses are about the horrendous things that he did. He was a very bad person. And he attacked the Jews. It says more about him
dice más acerca de él.
In verse 31.
En el verso 31.
Let's read 31 through 35.
Vamos a leer de 31 al 35.
Yep.
Sus fuerzas armadas se dedicarán a profanar la fortaleza del templo, suspenderán el sacrificio diario, estableciendo el horrible sacrilegio. Corromperá con halagos a los que hayan renegado del pacto, pero los que conozcan a su Dios se le opondrán con firmeza. Los sabios instruirán a muchos, aunque durante algún tiempo morirán a filo de espadas, o serán quemados, o se les tomará cautivos y se les despojará de todo. Cuando caigan recibirán muy poca ayuda, aunque mucha gente hipócrita se les unirá. Algunos de los sabios caerán, pero esa prueba los purificará y perfeccionará, para que cuando llegue la hora final no tengan mancha alguna. Todavía falta mucho para que llegue el momento preciso.
Of course,
por supuesto,
this is exactly what happened.
Es exactamente lo que sucedió.
Just like Daniel said.
Tal y como Daniel dijo.
Over 400 years before that.
400 años antes de que sucediera.
It says that he would desecrate the temple.
Dice que iban a desecrar el templo.
With flattery. What's the word flattery there? Flattery. It's right there. Verse 32. What's the word? With flattery. Verse 32. He would tell everybody, oh, you're great, you're fantastic. Oh, yeah, good job. But really, he was using them. Many of the Jews, they said, it's okay. We won't circumcise our children. You don't want to have sacrifice? We're willing to give that up. Little Jewish? Little bit Greek? That's okay. Parte judío, parte griego. No problema. Mezclado, no problema. But only if you pay us a bribe. They said, give us a little money. Danos poco dinero, no problema. And we'll gladly compromise. And he said that some will fall. Some, although they're righteous, they'll fall away. But then they'll come back. But he said, those who are wise, they'll shine. They will shine. And they'll be purified. And they'll be made spotless. Clean. That's what God is doing to us. He's purifying us. He's preparing us for the appointed time. And then, in the end of 11, he prophesies the destruction of the Greek power. Have you ever heard of Cleopatra? Her death and her destruction is prophesied. Right here in Daniel 11. But I'm going to skip all that. I want to go to Daniel 12. Daniel 12. That's a vision of the end. It's a vision of the final resurrection. Unlike the rest of Daniel, Daniel 12, it's a vision that still lies in the future. It's about the end of time. Let's read Daniel 12, 2 through 4.
Y del polvo de la tierra se levantarán las multitudes de los que duermen, algunos de ellos para vivir por siempre, pero otros para quedar en la vergüenza y en la confusión perpetua. Los sabios resplandecerán con el brillo de la bóveda celeste. Los que instruyen a las multitudes en el camino de la justicia brillarán como las estrellas por toda la eternidad. Tú, Daniel, guarda estas cosas en secreto y sella el libro hasta la hora final. Pues muchos andarán de un lado a otro en busca de cualquier conocimiento.
He says many will die.
Dice que muchos morirán.
But in the last day,
pero en el último día,
there's going to be a resurrection.
Va a haber una resurrección.
Some will go to everlasting destruction.
Unos van a ir para no ser destruidos nunca más.
Others to everlasting life and righteousness.
Otros para perdidos.
I believe
yo creo
that someday
yo creo, algún día,
this body will be decomposed.
Ese cuerpo se va a descomponer.
But I will rise.
Pero me levantará.
For eternity.
Para la eternidad.
Now how do I know that?
¿Cómo sé eso?
How do I know
¿cómo sé?
That there's going to be a resurrection?
¿Cómo sé que va a haber una resurrección?
The reason I know that
la razón por que yo sé eso
is because the 11th emperor
es porque los 11 emperadores
of Rome is the one who persecuted the church.
Es el que iba a perseguir la iglesia.
Because the 11th emperor
porque el 11º emperador
knocked out three others.
No, destruyó los tres.
The 11th emperor,
el 11º emperador,
he changed the set times.
Cambió los tiempos.
And he changed the laws.
Y cambió las leyes.
And besides,
y el Mesías,
the persecution,
empezó la persecución,
of Antiochus,
de Antioquía,
it ended.
Y la terminó.
After 1,150 days.
Después de los 1,150 días.
And in addition,
en adición,
the Messiah,
el Mesías,
came 490 years.
Llegó 420 años.
After that letter.
Después de esto.
That's how I know.
Eso es una manera por lo que yo sé.
That's how I know there's going to be a resurrection.
Eso es por lo que yo sé que va a haber una resurrección.
Was Daniel ever wrong?
¿Alguna vez se equivocó Daniel? No.
He was never wrong.
Nunca se equivocó.
We're going to raise from the dead.
Vamos a resucitar de nuevo.
That means
eso significa
that everything in this life
que todo lo que en esta vida
is really insignificant
es realmente insignificante
compared to eternity.
Comparado a la eternidad.
I have faith
yo tengo fe
that Jesus is going to come back
que Jesús va a regresar,
and then justice will happen on that day.
Y que la justicia se va a hacer en ese día.
How do I know that's going to happen?
¿Cómo sé que realmente eso va a suceder?
Well, just read the book of Daniel.
Pues solo tengo que leer el libro de Daniel.
It's going to happen.
Eso va a suceder.
And he says this.
Y dice esto.
If you're wise,
si tú eres sabio,
if you refuse to compromise,
si tú te rechazas a comprometer,
if you give glory to God,
y si le das gloria a Dios,
does it matter?
No importa.
Does it matter how bad it gets?
No importa cuántos problemas y dificultades.
Like Shadrach and Meshach,
like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego,
you say you can do anything you want to me.
Tú puedes hacer lo que quieras.
I am God's. I belong to God.
Yo pertenezco a Dios.
Then someday
y un día,
you're going to shine
y un día, tú vas a brillar,
like a star in the heavens.
En el cielo.
And it says
dice,
those who lead many to righteousness
todos aquellos que llevaron a muchos
will be like a star forever.
Van a ser estrellas para siempre.
So don't stop sharing your faith.
Así de que no pares de anunciar tu fe.
The nice thing about the stars in the sky
lo especial de las estrellas en el cielo.
There's plenty of room.
Hay mucho lugar.
As many people as possible.
Hay lugar para todos.
Lead many to righteousness. I'm glad you're going to be a star in the heavens someday. But why not help a few other people get there as well? And then you'll shine forever and ever. And then later in chapter 12, Daniel says, well, what about this?
¿Qué hay acerca de esto?
And what about that?
¿Y qué hay acerca de aquello?
What's the meaning of all these things?
¿Qué es el significado de todo esto?
Daniel says, God says to Daniel,
Daniel dijo,
just
Dios dijo a Daniel,
just be quiet. I'll take care of those details. You go out and do what I said. So let's be like Daniel. God rules the nations. Therefore, God is in control. Do you believe that God is in control? So let's start acting that way a bit more. And to God be the glory. Amen. Oh, hard job.
Hermanos, espero que estén muy animados. Realmente estoy muy agradecido a John y a su esposa por estar aquí con nosotros. Yo creo que pocas veces tenemos la oportunidad de tener una clase como la que hemos tenido. Nos inspira mucho, a mí me inspira mucho en lo personal, porque nos hace ver que lo que hacemos no es en vano. Cada una de las cosas que hacemos no es en vano, nos da mucha convicción para